Well, there are different theories about it, how to put it. Albania is one of them, well, or many consider Albania to be one of the more conservative societies in Europe. And so the proposal came as a lightning in the blue sky when it came. The conspiracy theorists here, of course, abound about that. Might it happen because Albania needs support of, say, Western European societies or European Union countries that are pretty friendly and advanced in, you know, pro-homosexual legislation and acceptance. And some of those countries tend to be also countries that do not like Albania around in the European Union that much. Might it be because of that reason? That has been mentioned as a possibility. Because I don't think it came from a really solid and strong effort by the gay community in Albania itself. I think it's still very fragile. As far as I know, they try to organize themselves, but they are very anonymous about it. And they don't have any public figures. I do remember, for example, 4 years ago when we had the program on homosexuals in Albania. And back then I was a producer of the television talk show. And that when we had the program on that, we had some of the most aggressive, you know, hate telephone calls to us, directed to us, that we had throughout our, you know, our season running that talk show. It has left people a bit puzzled. From many Albanians who are pretty homophobic, I've seen sort of visceral reactions against it, seeing it as a sign of degeneration. I don't think that will go as far as there would be huge public demonstrations against it, like, for example, you had during gay parades in Serbia when you had Orthodox priests, you know, rallying the troops against them. I don't think that case will be the same in Albania, but, you know, there are many people who do not like it, of course.